Reading from Radharasudha Niti, this is verse number 7. Tanna pratikshana chamat krita charu lila la vanya mohana maha madaranga bangi radananam hi madaranga kala nidanam avirbhavishyati kada rasa sindhu saram. When will Sri Radha's moon-like face, that is like the matchless quintessence of the ocean of ras, nectar, and whose ever-astonishing playful beauty causes Mohan Krishna to stand in a sweet, threefold bending form, become manifest to us? So yesterday we discussed something about the beauty of Radharani's face, Varana Chandra, and then some Leela. We heard some pastime, how she was revealing her beautiful face when Krishna was washing, bathing her feet and doing puja, archan to her feet, and then afterwards offering prindwani and pranam, and then while offering pranam and obeisances at Radha's feet, Krishna began crying uncontrollably, and at that time he offered an additional puja of abhishek of Radharani's feet, and Radharani glanced down at Krishna with a very beautiful face which is described here. It's Madhuranga Kalanidhanam. Is showing such sweetness and so many different aspects of loving intimacies in her face. And Prabhananda Saraswati is seeing that in his meditation and praying to see that again. But so that was discussed yesterday. Then the question was asked, why does Krishna stand in this threefold bending form? So that is mentioned here, Mohana Maha Madaranga Bhangi. This phrase indicates Krishna's threefold bending form. This threefold bending form is described everywhere in Shastra by the great Mahajanacharyas and even by Lord Brahma himself in Brahma Samhita. He says, Lola Chandra Kala Sadvana Malivamchi Radnan Gadam Pranayakeli Kala Vilasam Shamam Tribanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vajami Tribanga Lalitam. He says, Tribhanga Lalitam Niyapata Prakasham, that this Tribhanga Krishna, he stands in Bhangi. Bhangi means bent. He stands in threefold bending form. His knee is bent, his hip is bent, his face is bent. So that is being seen, or was seen, by Brahma and recorded in Brahma Samhita. And we see so many murtis like that. They're always depicted like that. So then the question is, why does Sham show its threefold bending form? So it's due to, it says he, Mohan Maha Madaranga Bhangi, he shows his bhangi, his anga bhangi. Anga means his limbs, his knees, his hips, his elbow, his face. His anga bhangi, he shows his anga bhangi, this threefold tribhangi, the threefold form, because he becomes Mohan. He becomes Maha Madura, Madura. The great sweetness of Radharani is so heavy and so overwhelming that Krishna becomes bewildered. He becomes stupefied. He becomes enchanted when he sees the madhur ananam, Radha ananam madhura, kalanidanam. When Krishna sees the sweetness of Radharani's face, he becomes too much enchanted, to the point of being Mohan, like we say Madan Mohan. Mohan means he becomes bewildered, and he falls apart. He can't stand straight, he can't walk straight, he can't think straight, he can't act straight, he can't speak straight, he can't do anything straight. He becomes crooked, bhangi, anga bhangi. His mind becomes bent. And then his head goes like this. Because the weight of Radharani's sweetness sits in his mind. And when your head, if you have a heavy weight on your head, then your head will go like that. You go, oh, it's too heavy. And you want to drop it off your head. So his head bends down to the heavy weight of Radharani's sweetness that he's carrying in his mind. So then if you're carrying some heavy object with your arms, it becomes too heavy, then your arms bend down. So he's trying to hold the heaviness of Radharani with a that heaviness and sweetness of Radharani's face. And it's too heavy and too enchanting, then his arms go, they bend, they can't keep his arms straight, so then his arms go like this. Right? And so if you're standing, you're standing up straight, and somebody puts a backpack on your back, or what do you say, rucksack, with 100 kilos, then you'll just crumple, your legs will bend. So then his legs bend, and one leg crosses the other as he's about to fall over. So this becomes, this is what happens. That Krishna can't bear, he can't carry the heavy weight of tasting Radharani's sweetness. Radhananam. Radhananam hi madhuranga kala nidanam. It's a great reservoir. Nidhi means reservoir. Kala means there's so many arts. Radharani's body is a reservoir, an unlimited ocean of the most beautiful artistic qualities and abilities and charms. Kala nidanam, madhuranga nidanam. Madhuranga, all of her limbs are sweetness. But it doesn't say bhangi, angabhangi. It says madhuranga. When it describes Radharananam, her face, Madhuranga, that's only one limb. One limb is her face. Her face is too much madhur, means too much sweet. And her arms are too sweet, like lotus stems, and her legs, and her thighs, and her belly, and every part of her is so much sweet. Radhananam, Madhuranga, Kalanidhanam. Kalanidhanam. And so this is Radharani. She is Kala Nidanam. She is a reservoir. She is an unlimited ocean of Kala, of artistic qualities, charms, and sweetness. And her Anga, her limbs are all Madhur. But what happens to Krishna when he experiences his Madhuranga of Radharani? He becomes Anga Bhangi. His Anga become Bhangi. his limbs become bent. And then he becomes Tribhangi Lalitam. Tribhanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. And Brahma worships that bent up figure. That guy is bent out of shape. Sometimes they say that this guy is all bent out of shape. He's bent out of shape. But that is his shape. He's actually bent into shape. Krishna is bent into shape by Radharani's sweetness. The other forms of Godhead are bent out of shape. Narayan, Vishnu, Ram, they stand straight like chokidars on duty. They look like chokidars standing like sentinels. Sentinels? Sentinels at the gate. Soldiers keeping watch at the military base. Stand straight, soldier. Attention. Hold your bow. Knee straight, leg straight, hip straight, arm straight. Don't move an inch. You're at attention. You're on duty. So Vishnu's on duty. Narayan's on duty. And Rama's on duty. Stand straight, soldier. But Krishna, there's no duty for him. His only duty, his only activity, he's only planning and thinking, how can I meet Radharani in the bushes of Vrindavan? When, where, and how? This is the purpose of his existence. Kaishor Safalam, Radha Krita Karam. It's told by Rupa Goswami. Kaishor Safalam, Radha Krita Karam, Kunja Krita Karam. So his only, the fruit of his youth, Kaishor Safalam, the full fruit of his youth is Kaishor, Krishna Kishore, is to enjoy Radharani in the Kunjas, have loving intimacy, intimate pastimes of Radharani in the groves of Vrindavan and the bowers. That's it. There's no other action for him. So yeah, what duties does he have? He has any duties? Ashram duties? Duties means dharma. Dharma, does he have any ashram dharma? Does he have any varna dharma? Krishigo raksha vanijam. Krishigo raksha vanijam. He's a vaishya, so he has to protect the cows. Krishigo, farming, plowing, protecting the cows. This is ashram. This is duty. This is his dharma. His duty as a. It's called varna dharma, the duty of a vaishya, right? And what is it? And then ashram. What is his ashram? We don't know what his ashram is. And Gopal Tapani, the rishis are saying he's a brahmachari. He's in brahmachari ashram. But he's a very unusual brahmachari. Because every night he dances with other people's wives. This is called paramour love. So he's a paramour lover brahmachari. He's a nayak. Very interesting brahmachari. So he doesn't uphold any of the dharmas or duties of any ashram or any varna. This is Krishna. But when this Krishna comes before Radharani, then Angabangi, he gets bent out of shape. He can't stand straight. So this is why Krishna is standing like that. But then they tell another reason. He's a very clever fellow. Why he stands in threefold bending form. Primarily, we can't bear the heaviness. His head goes like this, thinking of Radharani's sweetness. His arm, just trying to carry Radharani's sweetness, or trying to measure the weight with his arms, and his arms become bent. And if he tries to support it with his body, or the weight of his body, or uphold that sweetness of Radharani's Radhanana Madharam, then his legs crumple and crush under the weight, and he starts bending and toppling. But there's another reason why he stands in threefold bending form. Because Radharani is known as Gandharvika. Gandharvika. Gandharvika means she's like a Gandharva. Actually, she never learned the art of singing or dancing from anyone. She is a self-manifested reservoir and repository of all the most perfect arts of singing and dancing. The Gandharvas and of the heavenly realm, they have simply picked up a few of the arts of dancing and singing from Radharani. They've bootlegged a few CDs of hers. They've stolen a few of her MP3s and learned some dancing and singing, home studies. But actually, she didn't learn from anyone. She didn't study under anyone. So that's one meaning of Gandharvika. Sings and dances like the supreme Gandharva. But another meaning, Gandha means fragrance, aroma, Saurabh. Means aroma, fragrance, smell. And it's told that Radharani, she, because earth has a quality of Gandha, has a quality of fragrance. This is the speciality of earth. Fire doesn't smell. Water doesn't smell. Air doesn't smell. It carries smell. But earth itself has fragrance and gives fragrance to other things, flowers and plants, etc. So it's told that the origin of the like Krishna himself, it's interesting because Krishna says in Gita, Gandhasmi, he said, I am the fragrance. Krishna says in Gita, I am the fragrance of the earth. Because there, it's the Vibhuti Yoga chapter, and Krishna is explaining basically how he's the essence of everything. Anything great, anything powerful, anything wonderful, that's Krishna. So earth, the unique quality of earth is fragrance. So Krishna says, that's me. That fragrance is me. And every time we smell a beautiful flower, and we say, oh, this is Krishna. This beautiful fragrance is Krishna. But fragrance is a Shakti. Fragrance is an energy, a potency. And Radharani is the source of all potencies. Sarva Shakti Mayi. So therefore, Krishna says, I am the fragrance of the earth. But the next question is, well, where does that fragrance come from? You may be that fragrance. You may claim it to be yours, or you may be that fragrance, but where does it come from? It comes from Radharani. That's why she's called Gandharvika, because she's the origin of all fragrance. And how does the earth receive the fragrance that Krishna says that's him? When Radharani is getting changed after rasa dancing or any pastime, when the mandris and sakis are changing her clothes, then she drops her petticoat. She drops her pink slip. It looks like the rising sun, Arunavastra. It's called Arunavastra. It's very pinkish red, very beautiful color. Radharani drops her petticoat on the ground. And the petticoat is very fragrant because it has a transcendental fragrance of Radharani's beautiful divine body. Like lotus flower and like camphor and like sandalwood and like kasturi. All very beautiful fragrance. So that's saturating the cloth of Radharani's petticoat. Or you say slip sometimes. So when that petticoat hits the ground, then the ground absorbs that fragrance. And this is the origin of Gandha, the earth having Gandha. So that's why Radharani is called Gandharvika, because she is the origin of that. So now I forgot the point I was going to say. Oh yeah, so Radharani has this great fragrance. So we're asking the question, why does Krishna stand in a threefold bending form? Everywhere you see a deity of Krishna, he's standing. Because he's, and why does he always stand with his right foot crossed over his left leg? Why can't he stand with his left over his right? He's keeping his foot towards Radharani, so she can see the marks on his bottom of his feet. and get purified. So she can do chinna. Krishna is showing his right, the bottom of his right foot, Krishna is showing it towards Radharani, because if he crosses his left foot over his right foot, then the bottom of his left foot would be facing away from Radharani, and she wouldn't be able to see the bottom of his foot, and she wouldn't be able to do Rup Dhyan. She wouldn't be able to do Krishna Charan Dhyan. She wouldn't be able to Charan Chinha Dhyan. She wouldn't be able to see the marks on the bottom of his feet and meditate on the marks on the bottom of Krishna's feet, right? Wrong. So Krishna stands with his right foot over his left foot. So, of course, Radharani can see the beautiful red on the bottom of his feet. But why is it red anyway? Why is the bottom of Krishna's feet red? Because he picked that kumkum, the red kumkum from Radharani's breast came down the bottom of his feet. So that doesn't, Radharani's not getting any advantage by seeing her kumkum, because she's the origin of that kumkum. So if she looks and sees the bottom of Krishna's feet, what advantage does she get? She just says, oh, that's my kumkum. It got over there somehow or other. But the advantage is for Krishna, because if he crosses his right foot over his left, then very surreptitiously, very secretly, he can slide his ankle very carefully and quietly. Radharani doesn't even know it. He can slide his right ankle underneath Radharani's dress. And under her dress is her petticoat. And underneath her petticoat, then very gently he'll lift that up. When he lifts up Radharani's dress and petticoat up, then a beautiful fragrance wafts out. A beautiful fragrance comes out from that little opening, because Radharani's dress is covering the whole area around her feet. So then that beautiful fragrance comes out of that opening, then it rises, and rises into the nose of Krishna. Then when he smells it, then his head goes down towards, leans towards Radharani. And then he can appreciate how Radharani, and only Radharani, can be known as Gandharvika. And he's Giridhari. No one can be known as Giridhari except him. And no one can be known as Gandharva except her. That's why they get together, because they're two unique personalities. So we often see that Gandharvika comes together with Giridhari. And then they're known as Gandharvika, Giridhari. And this is the name of Das Goswami's Ishtadev, Gandharvika Giridhari. And out of deference and respect to him, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati established his temple in Mayapur, Gaudiyamath, Sri Gaudiyamath, then he installed Radha and Krishna and gave them the name Gandharvika Giridhari out of respect and love for Das Goswami. So this is the answer to the question of why Krishna stands like that. And there's a verse in Adi Lila, chapter 4, verse 143. Amara madurya nitya nava navahoy swaswa prema anarupa bhakte ashwadoy. Krishna is explaining, Amara Madhurya, my sweetness, Nitya Nava Nava Hoy, is ever fresh. Nava Nava is Nitya, always fresh, fresh. Fresh and fresh. Swaswa, Swaswa Prema, and my devotees taste this according to their love for me. Prema Anurup Bhakta Ashwadoy. Ashwadoy means to taste. Everything depends on Bhav. We see according to Bhav. We realize according to Bhav. We appreciate according to Bhav. If we have no mamta for someone, then we see someone, we don't feel any affection, we don't feel any attraction, we don't feel any concern. If we have mamta, we have attachment for someone, and we just see them, then some feelings arise just by seeing them, because we have Bhav for them. So that's why the Radha has the greatest love for Krishna. So she tastes Krishna's sweetness the utmost. And then what happens, this is the competition which is described in Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The more when Radharani sees Krishna's beauty, then she enhances her sweetness and beauty. And when Krishna sees the enhanced sweetness of Radharani, then he responds by enhancing his sweetness and beauty. And then this goes on and on. Nava Nava, that's why he says Nava Nava, it's newer and newer and newer and newer and newer, it never ends. And it goes on and on. So that's what's happening here with Krishna. That he's seeing this sweetness of Radharani, and he's responding by crumpling, by collapsing in ecstatic love, unable to bear the sweetness. And so he collapses into his Angabangi, tree bangi form, under the Mahamadura, Mohan Mahamadura, that great sweetness. And when Radharani sees how Krishna collapses under Prem Prabhav, the influence of her sweet love, then she shows more sweetness. Then what happens then, who can say? Because Krishna has already lost his balance. He's already standing on one leg and trembling. And his only one foot is solidly on the ground. The other one is just sitting on, he's only standing on one toe. His right foot only has one toe on the ground. He's just shaking. And then Radharani displays more sweetness, and he can only do nothing but fall over. So this term, Kalanidhanam, is explained here. Kalanidhanam. So there's different meanings here. Of course, and poetically, it can mean the moon, which displays different phases. Kala means phases. The 16 phases of the moon are there. And the 64 arts are also known as kalas. And they are 16 major arts. So nidhi means treasury of 16 arts or ocean of 16 arts. So this is also Radharani's face. Radharani's face is like a moon with so many phases. Radhananam says, Radhananam hi maduranga kalanidhanam. Now this part of Radharani's transcendental form, her face, Ananam, Radha Ananam, is so much sweetness. It is a kala nidhi. It means it is a reservoir of sweetness which shows different phases, shows different expressions. Kala nidhi means, nidana means that Radharani shows different expressions of love and affection. Sometimes she shows acceptance to Krishna. Sometimes she shows repulsion or rejection. Sometimes she shows a face of man. Sometimes she shows a face of dakshin, a mood of submission. Sometimes she shows a face of command and control. When the bhava, swadhina bhratrika bhava, which is a nayaka bhava, when that manifests in her heart. So she has so many phases. Her face has many phases. English is a very tricky language. F-A-C-E-P-H-A-S-E. Face and fades. Files, files. Actually, it's a very tricky language. So this is said here in the commentary. It's also very interesting that this word ka-la, kala, which of course means, that nidhi means a reservoir, abode of, kala nidhi means abode of arts. But then again, you take this word kala, it means ka and la, which indicates klim. Because this ka and la is contained in the bijam, bija mantra. And there are different bijas for different devatas. Saraswati has a bija mantra, and a guru bija, and Lakshmi bija, etc. The Sringa bija. So this is called kam bij. This is the seed or bij of transcendental love, kling. So this kla, ka and la combined together. So what this means is, it's telling here that Radharani's face is the ka la, it's the klim, it's the seed of transcendental love. Seed means the birthplace. Seed means the beginning. So when Krishna sees Radharani's face, it becomes the kam. Becomes the Kama Bij, Kala Nidham. It becomes the seed of love. And this is often happens. We have a phrase in English, love at first sight. So usually it doesn't mean that from the man's side, we'll say, the man doesn't look at the woman's shoes and then fall in love. I took one side of your shoes and I fell in love. And usually it's the face, and that's what's reserved at the vivaha. The face is covered, and then the first darshan is given there at the vivaha yagya. The man sees the face. They don't say, "Listen, I'm going to show my elbow. See, look at my elbow." And then when the man sees the elbow at the vivaha yagya, he says, "Oh, this is it for me. I'm sold." He sees the face. So this is, and then everything grows, everything develops from there. So this is the seed of the relationship, or the seed of the desire. So klim is the desire seed. Kama beach, desire seed. So Radharani's face is at kala nidhi. is that bijam. When Krishna sees Radharani's face, then so many desires take birth in his heart. And so many types of love and erotic moods awaken in his mind and heart just by seeing Radharani's face with its various kala, with its various phases. So this, which are like a reservoir of different phases, different moods. She's not deadpan. We have a phrase in English, deadpan. It's not a pan that died, but deadpan means a non-expressible face. Some people, their faces have no expression. They're just boring to look at, and they're not like Srila Prabhupada. If you ever see movies of Srila Prabhupada, his eyes get so big, they look like so big and so much white around his eyes, and then he's very expressive. It's a very powerful face Srila Prabhupada had and has. So this is Radharani's face is a Madhuranga. This Anga is Madhura, Madhura, Madhura. He Madhura means certainly this is sweet. This face of Radharani's is too sweet. And as we say, it's the quintessence of the ocean of Ras. So this is... So again, as we said, that this Kalanidhi means also refers to moon. So that Radharani's face is like the moon. And when Krishna sees the moon-like face of Radharani, then he becomes pierced by Cupid's arrows. So this all these words, the acharyas are describing all these things from two words, Kalanidhanam. Because Kalanidhanam means that abode, Nidhi means abode, or that thing that has Kala, means has phases. So it means the moon, because moon has 16 phases, waning and waxing. And then Kala means Cupid, Klim, the calm beach, the seat of desire. So when Krishna sees the moon of Radharani's sweet face, then that creates desire. Kamadev, transcendental Kamadev, god of lust, or god of desire, god of love, creates desire. But how does it create desire? Because Krishna is the god of love. And we even meditate on Krishna in the Kam Gayatri. He is a god of transcendental love. But the god of transcendental love, he shoots arrows, Pushpabana. He shoots arrows at his devotees and attracts them with his name, form, rup, guna, lila, and with his touch, and with his sound, with his sweetness. So that's what Kamadev Krishna does for his devotees. But that Kamadev, he becomes stricken with arrows by somebody else. He becomes stricken by arrows by Radharani, by her Madhuranga. Her face, the moon of her face becomes arrows to pulverize Kamadev. He becomes stricken. And when you get shot, you may be standing straight, but if someone hits you with an arrow, then you go, oh, you know, like this, right? So Krishna, he goes like this. When he gets hit by the arrow of Radharani's face, that's why his hands go like this. And his head bends down. You're walking, someone shoots you, then you trip, and you start to fall. So Krishna gets shot with another arrow, then one leg goes crooked, then he starts standing on one leg. So this is another way how Krishna becomes threefold bending form when he sees the Radhananam Madhura Anga, this incredible sweetness of Radharani's face acts like arrows to knock him off his rocker. He's an interesting old-fashioned American slang. But he gets knocked off his path of Dharma. He can't walk the Aryapat. He can't walk straight. He can't stand straight. He can't talk straight. And he can't act straight. So that's what happens when you get arrows. Because when poison enters your bloodstream, then you can't think straight. You can't speak straight. You become paralyzed. Your brain doesn't work by the poison in the brain. So when Krishna receives the arrows of Radharani, they're also dipped in poison. It's called Mananakya Mahabhav. Prema is the arrow, but when it's dipped in poison, it becomes Mananakya Mahabhav. This is the poison on the tip of the arrow. And when this strikes the heart of Krishna, he can't speak. He becomes dumb. He becomes vimugda. He becomes bewildered. He doesn't know what to say. He just says, ra, 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 ra. Ga-ga-jaga-jaga-jaga-jaga-jaga-jaga-jaga-jaga-jaga. You know, you've heard of Gaur-lila? This is when Mahaprabhu comes before Rasaraj, Rajendranandan Shamsundar. When Mahaprabhu Radharani comes, Mahabhav Radharani comes, and she gets stricken with that Madanakya Mahabhav from the glance of Jagannath, Rajendranandan Krishna. Then what does she say? Jaga-gaga-jaga-gaga. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Can't speak because the poison affects the speech faculty. So when Krishna gets stricken with the arrow of Radharani's sweetness, and that poison of the Madanaki Mahabhav affects his speech faculty, so he just says, ra, 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 ra. Can't even say da. Da, 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 da. Can't even get that far. Ra, 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 ra. And he's out on the ground, taking the count. One, two, three, four, five, six. And the only thing that can save him is Manjari Kripa, the mercy of the Manjaris. So we'll stop there. And this, of course, Prabhupada Saraswati, after describing all these things that he saw, then he's taking the role of a sadhaka. He's coming down to our level and saying, when Avirbhav, okay, we saw all these things, and we experienced all these things in our Siddha Sarupa Vesh, as Tungavidya Sakhi, in our Manjri Sarup, Sakhi Sarup. It was wonderful, it was amazing, it was astounding. But now I don't see it. And when will I see it again? And for all of us that are studying and reading and following the footsteps of such Rasik Acharyas, then this Avirbhav word is for all of us. Avirbhav, manifestation. Avirbhav, Tirabhav. It's always there. It's always going on. That's why they use Avirbhav rather than Prakash. The word Avirbhav means always existing. So then he's saying, all right, when I'm praying that, when will this revelation, when will I see Radharani's moon-like face in this way? And I will see Radharani's moon-like face in this way when I attain Siddha Sarup and the Bhoma Lila of Radha and Krishna. When, oh when, will that day be mine? Aparada Gucci Shudanamaruchi. Aparada Gucci Shudanamaruchi. When I stop offending the holy name and I chant Shudanam, then I will enter the kingdom of Lila. On the wings of Shudanam, then all these sweet darshans and pastimes will manifest in our meditation. Any questions? So tomorrow we'll discuss verse 126 and the incomparable beauty of Radharani's sweet face. So we're right there. We're not going anywhere. We're staying there somehow or other. We're able to see, through the mercy of the Acharya, see something about Radharani's face.